Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Midweek last week, an apartment fire. Big news in Squirrel Hill. 30 apartments occupied. Nobody injured. The residents or firefighters, right, Paul?
Mm-hmm. But the standout of this whole thing, Larry, is the fact that it was such an old building, it didn't have sprinklers.
And we are joined by Pittsburgh Fire Chief Dr. Daryl Jones. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. We were thinking about, and we had assumed that any apartment building would have sprinkler systems, even if they had to be retrofit, but I guess that's not the case because it would be so costly to do, yet the challenge of not having them and the result we see. So do you have any idea how many buildings there are? Obviously a lot of old buildings in Pittsburgh that don't have a sprinkler system.
I do not have an idea of that number. However, sprinklers were not required until maybe the mid-90s, early 2000s. And so anything built before that, unless the developer was going above and beyond, probably is not sprinklered. And we do have multiple buildings that don't have sprinklers.
At this point, Chief, in this particular case for this fire in Squirrel Hill, 4 alarm, I think there were 40 apartments overall, so 10 unoccupied. But do we know the ignition source yet?
The fire investigation unit did complete its investigation, and the public safety director should be releasing that information this afternoon sometime or sometime today. I don't want to usurp him on announcing what they determined.
Okay, well, we'll wait for that word later today.
Chief Jones, one thing that popped up in the news last week was reintroducing at city council some legislation to require sprinkler systems in older buildings. One of the council members indicated support for that, but also that perhaps they could come up with a way to provide some incentives and some assistance to help building owners install these sprinkler systems, which I understand they're very costly. Where do you come down on all of this?
I am for the sprinkler system, and if it means that we work together to get a sprinkler system installed and retrofitted in these buildings, I say by any means necessary. Sprinklers are 97% effective. They've been around for over 100 years, and the amount of damage and loss of life would be greatly reduced due to a sprinkler system. So, give you an example. In a residential building, like an apartment, a condo, or whatever, a sprinkler head will activate and flow 15 gallons per minute just in the area where the fire is, there's this misconception that the sprinklers goes off and every sprinkler in the building goes off. That doesn't happen. So 15 gallons per minute, excuse me, will extinguish the fire, limit the amount of damage, as opposed to me and my guys coming in with a minimum of 150 gallons per minute. And by the time we get there, the fire has grown exponentially. So a sprinkler system catches it early, extinguishes it early, protects life and property. Is there an investment? Yes. Is it expensive? It can be. But I believe that if we stretched it out over a number of years to get the building sprinklered, then that will help alleviate some of that cost.
We're with the Pittsburgh Fire Chief, Dr. Darrell Jones. That said, any concerns about the dry weather we're having in terms of, it's pretty rare for this region to have fires ignited just because it's dry, but this is the fourth driest stretch we have in history now.
Yeah, I would recommend everyone be careful what they're doing out in their yards and be careful how you dispose of your cigarettes and things like that. The grass is very dry. If you flip a cigarette butt into a grassy area that's dry, it could ignite a fire. We typically don't have the large wildland fires. We don't have the wildland urban interface that other areas do. But that being said, it's not impossible to happen here.
Chief, as always, appreciate your time, sir. Thank you and the work you and your men and women do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great update by Dr. Darrell Jones, Pittsburgh Fire Chief.
Larry, based on what Chief Jones was talking about, I wonder what the outcome would have been at the apartment building, the Jefferson Apartments. I know that a couple of the reports, including a comment that the chief made immediately following the fire, was that this thing had started above, in the ceiling above the third floor, or at least that there were heavy flames, I think, is how they described it. So I wonder to what extent that the sprinklers could have dealt with that.
Yeah, the takeaway of the conversation was not so much that he would support having sprinkler systems installed, and certainly understand that, but the fact, the misconception is it would touch off all the sprinkler systems,
right?
You know, in a building. He's saying they're set up to be confined to the area of ignition, which is a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, what's water damage in one part of a small building as opposed to the entire fire department
right.
showing up and dousing the entire building, which is has been demolished?
But he said, you know, that 97% effective. So we'll see what comes out of this. The other takeaway is that we should hear today about the ignition source in the fire in Squirrel Hill last week. Day. Not only here in the city of Pittsburgh, but around at Major League Baseball. And we have a real treasure here in the Roberto Clemente Museum, which is in the old Engine House in Lawrenceville. And the curator, founder is Dwayne Reeder, who joins us bright and early. I know you've had a long but great weekend, Dwayne. Appreciate you getting up for us.
No worries, Larry. Always great to talk to you.
I'll tell you what, it started for me on Friday evening with the Roberto Clemente Foundation Ambassador's Dinner, which was absolutely great at the Heinz History Center. Then I know they did stuff with Little League kids on Saturday morning. Then they had the Byam show, the new Roberto Clemente documentary. And then last night, 7 o'clock on the big screen at PNC Park, leading into today, Roberto Clemente Day in Major League Baseball. And I know you were a big part of all of that. How did it go?
It was a pretty great weekend so far, and now we're going into the week here. It's been a couple of great days. We had the museum fundraiser was on the bridge. We did the Clemente Bridge. You forgot to mention that.
I saw some of the artwork on the bridge and some of the stuff that you guys were doing. That was fantastic.
Yeah, we had a Puerto Rican band singing and dancing and teaching people how to dance. That was incredible. We had some great artists. We had paint by Kate. She's fantastic. And the Chalk Dad was out there with the kids. AstroTurf donated turf to us so we could have the kids' games on the turf. So that was our first time on the bridge. Normally we do the fundraiser for the museum on, you know, at the museum, which is nice and intimate, but this one was big and, you know, we could have 1,000 people. And if we're counting this morning, we don't know exactly how many we had, but we think we might have 1,000 people on the bridge.
And that said, Dwayne, how many years has it been since the museum has been open in Lawrenceville in the old engine house?
Yeah, we threw a party for Vera Clemente in 2006 for the All-Star Game. And the night of the party, she made a comment. It was like a museum there now. And I was like, hey, maybe I could make a run at that. And maybe we could do something better than just an archive of photos. And we did. And we started in 2006. And we've been chugging along ever since. And this year, the fundraiser is we're raising money to build an elevator. Because we're not handicap accessible yet, and we're trying to get people to that second floor. So we're hoping to break ground here in November and have an elevator to the roof.
And as I recall, Dwayne, they still had the fireman's pole there. Which it's a special place. There's something about the atmosphere in that place that just makes it even more authentic to me, I think. And also, it's so welcoming, too. You've had some really famous people come here and visit.
Yeah, we've been very, very blessed, especially after we find out that the firehouse was vacated on New Year's Eve of 1972 at 9 o'clock at night, the same time Roberto's plane is crashing into the ocean. So when we learned that coincidence happens, and then when we learned that the steel beams in that building are 21 inches, and we cut a hole through the foundation wall to tunnel into the building next door, and we find out that the foundation's 21 inches thick. Everything is connected to Roberto somehow. And then, I don't know if you know this one, Larry, but I know you do like the winery in the cellar. Roberto Clemente only drank homemade red wine made in the city of Pittsburgh by the trainer of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tony Bergeron.
That's amazing. That's pretty.
And now the wine helps support, you know, the property.
And it's such a great space. Now, I know it's all hallowed ground for baseball fans. And today being Roberto Clemente Day, I'm curious because obviously there's a lot of young people who never had a chance to see him play. They might know just his name.
What? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What about the documentary? What do you think it will reveal about Roberto that will surprise people?
Well, I mean, it definitely tells the story of Roberto, not just the baseball facts. A lot of people, you know, especially baseball fans, are really into, you know, how many hits did he get? 3,000. How many gold gloves? 12. You know, they want to know the baseball facts. But we talk, you know, the documentary, we spent 6 years working on that documentary. So we're so happy to just get it out now to the people. We kicked it off last night in Sewickley. I went out and gave a little speech at the theater, the Lindsay Theater in Sewickley, that's showing it all week. And talked to people. I did a little Q&A kind of thing. And, you know, just the story of Roberto's life and death, you know, and how he was died helping people and what he was doing off the field. Every minute that guy had, he was giving seminars and clinics to kids and teaching them baseball. But when he had their ears, because kids are looking at him, you know, they're enamored by him and he's talking to them about hitting and throwing and sliding and stuff like that, then he would give them the life lesson that you got to be a good person. You got to listen to your parents. You got to study in school, or you're not even going to be able to play baseball. So he was always giving these life lessons to people, and then he dies helping people. I mean, and that's why we got to retire the 21, right? We got to retire that number around the league and bring more awareness. And so Clemente Day is big, but it should be bigger. It's not, you know, it's done pregame. It needs to be done during the game. That number needs to be retired around the league. It's, you know, the Major League Baseball is starting to do a couple nice things for Roberto, but not enough. We got to do more.
Well, I appreciate your museum so much. It's such a treasure, Duane Reeder, and the Roberto Clemente Museum. Visit and help them get that accessibility to that second floor and celebrate Roberto with the documentary. You can see it at the Lindsay Theater this week in Sewickley, and then eventually on the History Channel, right, Duane?
Correct. Yeah, and it's going in theaters all over the country right now. It's going up and down the East Coast. So if you got relatives that are, in New York, it's going to be around. So try to get everybody to get out and see it, and then that'll be on the History Channel, and then hopefully the whole world will get to see it.
Appreciate you getting up early, Duane. Enjoy this day. It's been a great weekend, too. Thank you.
Oh, the weather's been just absolutely beautiful. Yeah, come out to the stadium. The Clementes are going to be on the field. It's going to be a good game. Skeens was supposed to be pitching, but they yanked him. He's going to be pitching tomorrow now. But it's still going to be Jameson Taillon's pitching for the Cubbies. He's a big fan of the Clemente Museum and a Barrel member, and he helps us out. So, yeah, come out and see the game, and enjoy the good weather while we have it.
All right.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you much.
Oh, you got it. Duane Reeder, Roberto Clemente Museum here in Pittsburgh, a real treasure. That's where I learned, Aaron, that Roberto was a United States Marine. And when I saw him in the Marine uniform, I'm like, I didn't know he was in service. Well, he's very proud to serve our country. In with Secure Money's Brian Caranta. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Today we're going to talk about the pros, the cons, and the risk, dividend investing.
Yes. Now, we're always talking about income planning on this show every Monday morning. And people hear me talk a lot about income annuities, but there's lots of other ways to generate income in retirement too. It just comes with different risks. But let me just define what dividend investing is.
So, okay.
Dividend investing is an investment strategy that focuses on buying stocks that regularly pay a dividend to shareholders. Now, dividend stocks typically are set up like this. The companies, as they continue to grow, rather than taking that money and reinvesting it into research and development, other products, whatever, they will give it to the shareholder instead in the form of a dividend. So basically, dividends are typically cash payouts, but they can also come in the form of additional stocks. But what we're talking about today is cash payouts, meaning if I buy a stock, I'm going to get paid a dividend or an income stream as long as that company continues to pay a dividend.
I got you. So the goal...
Yeah, the goal of dividend investing is to generate a steady income stream from the dividend while benefiting from the potential appreciation of the stock. So as I'm getting the dividend or the income stream, there's also the stock share price. So let's say the stock share price is at $50. As I'm in that stock price may go to $60, $70. But keep in mind, as it can go up, it can also go down on you too. So you are at the risk. You do have risk with your money based on the share price of the stock.
But it's lower volatility to some degree, right?
Typically, your dividend stocks are going to be your companies that are big, strong, safe companies that have been around
blue
for a
chippers.
Long time. Blue chippers, yeah, right, exactly. Verizon's, you know, things like that.
What are the tax advantages?
The tax advantages, yeah, good question. So qualified dividends in many countries, including the U.S., are taxed at a lower rate than regular income, making them more tax efficient. So this lower tax rate can result in higher after-tax income for investors, particularly those in higher income tax brackets. Now, those are for qualified dividends. And there's, you know, we don't have enough time in this five-minute segment to get into that. But just keep in mind, dividends can also be taxed at ordinary income too.
So what are some of the cons or the risks?
The cons are limited growth potential. So, you know, companies that pay dividends, as I said, often reinvest less of their profits into the business, which can limit their growth potential compared to high growth, non-dividend paying stocks, kind of like Tesla. Right? Or Apple. They can just keep reinvesting and get another home run on the right. Cybertruck or Apple's new telephone of some sort. So drawbacks, though, investors seeking rapid growth may find that dividend stocks underperform relative to growth stocks, especially in bullish markets.
And then some of the risks of dividend investing.
You got the dividend yield trap. So high dividend yields can be enticing, but they may also signal a problem with the company. Sometimes a high yield results from a falling stock price due to company financial struggles. Investors chasing high yields may end up with underperforming or failing companies, leading to capital loss. So think about this. If you're a company and you're offering a dividend, well, if I offer a higher dividend to you, it's typically because there's a reason I need to offer that higher dividend, right? Because I may have some, I may be putting you at some type of risk exposure that, you know, that I need to entice you with a higher dividend amount.
Well, this subject, 100%, you go see Brian and talk about pros, cons, and risks of dividend investing as part of your strategy.
Yeah. Now think about this. We talk about lots of different ways to generate income, right? So what sounds easier over all the time I've been talking with you? Buying insurance, like an income annuity, where it just, whatever your income is, that's what you're getting. Or all of these moving parts with these dividends. You may get the income, Larry, you may not. I can't promise you what the stock price is going to be. You may make money, you may lose money. Which feels better to a retiree? I may be biased, but buying the insurance seems a little bit more enticing to me.
It does. Brian, always illuminating.
Yes, always illuminating.
And
thank
always
you.
Always a constant reminder. That's why you need somebody like Brian. Secure Money Advisors, RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Thank you.
A husband informed he couldn't live with his wife and daughter because the couple was separated. Told police he responded by pouring gasoline inside his Castle Shannon home.
Well, I heard an explosion, and then I ran outside and saw the windows were all blown out with flames, and the gas tank was sitting in the middle of the street.
19-year-old daughter died, Larry, in that fire. Her mother was hospitalized.
And a firefighter was also injured, I understand. What would make someone do something so horrible?
After the Steelers' sloppy loss to the Seahawks, Aaron Rodgers put the defeat in perspective after the game by saying, "It's week two."
Last week, probably there were some people who were feeling pretty good because everybody outside the building is talking about how great we were on offense and 34 points. That's the league. You can't ride the highs or ride the lows.
That's it. He's right. And that's why, yeah. What'd you say?
Spoken like a man who's played in the league for 21 seasons.
Yeah, take it easy is what he's trying to tell you. Although, you know, fans poured so much passion and heart and soul into that home opener. It is disappointing.
Absolutely right.
Hey, next up, by the way, is on the road against the Patriots. So we'll see.
Hey, a big night for the Pitt at the Emmy Awards, Larry. Noah Wiley was named Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, and he had this message for everyone working in emergency rooms.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the first season, which takes you through, and here's what's different about it, every episode is 1 hour in real time. So the whole series was only one shift.
Right.
You understand? That was a whole different take on how to do this.
The brilliance it must take for writers to be able to fill an entire hour-long program with dialogue and storylines on an hour-by-hour basis. And this, by the way, if you haven't seen it on HBO Max, takes you inside what would be the ER at Allegheny General.
Right, but it's not actually. They shot some scenes, some exteriors here, but it's not shot in Pittsburgh, but it is. It is set in Pittsburgh.
Noah wasn't the only winner, by the way. The Pip also picked up Emmys for Outstanding Drama, Supporting Actress, and Guest Actor.
And they promised Aaron that we would be able to book Noah on the show here. So we'll let you know as soon as we can. Thank you, Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.